am Tish, and welcome to the TV Deep Dive podcast. Each week, we do a deep dive into all things TV related. This week, we have a mini episode for you. We're working hard on the characterization series. We just had some ups and downs in our personal lives, so we weren't able to get the characters all complete, and we want to have like complete series to put out for you guys. So we are currently working on Artsy Fartsy. So next week you'll be hearing all about David Silver and Phoebe Buffay from Friends and Beverly Hills 90210. But in the meantime, this week we decided to do a little mini episode all about TV proms. Before we can do that, let me introduce you to my co-host.
Hi, I'm Christina.
Hey Christina, what have you been watching?
So we realized that we never watched the last season of Never Have I Ever, so we watched that this week. a little delayed, but we just finished it last night. And then I've been watching like the weekly shows. So I've been watching Abbott Elementary, The Neighborhood's back, and then we've also been watching this new Hulu show, Death and Other Details. I don't really know how I feel about that one. I mean, I'm watching it and I'm enjoying it, but I think it's a binge show more than a weekly show, I think.
And we'll be talking about the most recent Abbott Elementary episode, but on our older episodes, you'll hear us talk about them. Like, we had a whole gush on our most recent one, our Cheerleaders episode. We gushed about season 3 coming back. And then every week we have watched Abbott Elementary. So when we record, we talk about it, but our episodes are a little bit out of order. Mm-hmm. So in this one, we'll talk about episode 4, I think. And then in our other ones, we'll talk about the other ones. Okay. Controversial take, but I felt like this week, the Janine and Melissa storyline was kind of weak.
Yeah, I didn't love it. I loved the other parts, like the Jacob and Gregory, and I really loved the Barbara and Ava like duo, which I wasn't expecting. But yeah, I agree. The main like Janine, I like Janine being there, but also it feels like she's a little disconnected from the rest of the cast, which I'm not loving.
Yeah, I think that the way how they handled it the week before with the sub, I think that I like what they're doing where they're having like the sub of the week be like a viral sensation star, like the sub who is on this week. I've seen them in a few things and they're kind of like a new up and coming. So I think that's great, but I think that there's got to be a better way for Janine to interact with the subs. So I think either Janine needs to not interact with the subs, we need drama like of her being with the board, or we need just like the other teachers interacting with the subs, like having her come in and the sub's name was spelt wrong. And I just was like, that's so weak. We could have given, you know, that storyline, like it was definitely like the C storyline. So maybe it took up like 5 minutes altogether. Those 5 minutes could have equally been divided amongst Gregory, Jacob and Ava and Barbara, and it would have been such a better, you know.
Yeah, it was definitely, it just felt like it didn't really need to be there, and it just didn't fit in with the rest of like what was going on. And I don't know, it was the only, I feel like it's probably like one of the only times where I was just like, I don't know.
Yeah, I agree. I really liked Jacob and Gregory though. I really value their friendship, and I think that I think that they're trying to figure out how to write Gregory and Janine pining for each other after they both know. Because the slow burn is the fun of it. And then it's like, what do you do in that in between? I feel like, because you can't get them together yet. So how do you manage that like continuing slow burn? I think is where I feel like right now it's not so great. But
anyway. Yeah. I don't even feel like they really, like, there's not even, like, a standout moment. I don't even know if they've even interacted recently. And it just kind of feels like they took Janine so far out of the rest of the show. And I'm just like, I'm sure there's a reason for it. And, I mean, I do like that, you know, she's, like, growing and stuff. But at the same time, I'm like, she just feels so disconnected from her Abbott family. And I just don't love it.
Yeah, I saw some theories that they might put her and Manny in a relationship, and I was like, you know what? I'm here for that.
Yeah, I could definitely see that, and I don't dislike him. I don't dislike the whole like her going there in general. Like, I don't dislike it. I just feel like right now it all just feels very not connected, which hasn't, it has never felt that way in the past.
Yeah,
Obviously,
I think,
amazing, but.
yeah, I think that the first, or I guess the second episode, because the first one was like a two-parter. So really and truly the third episode, but the second one, where she's trying to get the, where she's trying to get like the deaf aid for the interpreter. That was the perfect thing where it's like she was working to get something for Abbott. We still saw the connection, but we saw her at the board. I feel like if we had more storylines like that, it would feel more. Could come with.
This episode just this episode just felt like they wrote the other two, like the two main storylines, and then they were like, oh, we don't have anything for Janine and Melissa. Let's throw in this random jealousy, weird arc thing that they have going on.
But this is not an Abbott's Elementary podcast, despite us spending so much time talking about at the beginning of this episode. We are talking about TV proms. We're talking about some of our favorite proms from TV.
Yes, very exciting.
I feel like prom is such a staple of every teen drama, and then other shows will pepper it in, but like you can't have a teen drama without a prom episode.
No, I mean it's like expected from teen dramas, like high school prom, that's just what it is.
I recently just found out from one of our mutuals, Anna, over in Italy. She was talking about when we released our Beverly Hills Challenge episode where they went to prom. She was talking about how she didn't really have a prom experience. So it's, I thought it was like everyone had some sort of prom, but it's kind of interesting to know that like other countries don't really place an emphasis on it.
Yeah, I mean, like I said last episode, I never went to prom, but I feel like it's like a staple here. So it is surprising that like not everyone's like, oh, high school prom, but
When she says last episode, she's referring to our Beverly Hills 90210 Challenge Pod. Check out episode 20 if you want to hear all about what Christina did instead of going to prom. You can also hear what I did instead of going to prom, but I did go to prom. So let's kick it off with the first prom, Beverly Hills 90210 Season 1, Episode 21, Spring Dance. I feel like we have to start with Beverly Hills because they pretty much inspired all teen dramas. So, you know.
yeah, it's like the teen drama that started all teen dramas, basically.
Yeah. So everyone scrambles to get dates for the big annual spring dance, although it's kind of like their junior prom. Kelly asks Brandon to the dance, offending Steve, who is nobody, while Andrea ponders whether or not to go to the dance. At the dance, Brenda and Dylan become more intimate and end up sleeping together for the first time, and David shows off his cool dancing. Also, Steve reveals to Brandon that it's his birthday, but does not feel cheerful at all because his mother recently told him that he is adopted.
I loved the spring dance episode. Like, it's just so fun. It just feels like very iconic. I don't know. I love that I'm a spring princess, Brenda comment, and I just really enjoy it, and it's just like fun, and I just love it. And I love how like Andrea ends up showing up to the dance at the end, and her and Brandon dance, and it's just like really cute, and I just love it. So the last 90210 episode we have is season 3, episode 27, A Night to Remember. We just covered this on our challenge pod. Brenda and Brandon are dateless for the senior prom. A school announcement is made that any student caught at senior prom drinking, intoxicated, or with illicit drugs will be suspended from school and prevented from graduating. Footballer Tony Miller asks Brenda to prom on the day of the event, and Andrea asks Brandon at the last minute after her date, Jordan Bonner, gets ill. Steve takes Celeste while Dylan naturally goes with Kelly. Donna doesn't eat all day so that she will fit into her prom dress. She is hit harder by pre-prom champagne than the rest of the gang, appears to be drunk at prom, and ends up collapsing in front of Mrs. T. And speaking of iconic episodes, this is like super, super iconic, leads to another super, super iconic episode, and it's just like the best.
I agree. I agree. So next up is the Big Bang Theory. Season 8, episode 8, The Prom Equivalency. The girls decide to reenact their high school prom with the guys. While Sheldon feels under pressure to commit to his relationship with Amy, Howard wonders and worries who Stuart will bring as his date. I feel like it's just like a fun prom episode. And then like Sheldon telling Amy that he like loves her. And Stuart threatening to bring Howard's cousin or Howard's mom. I think it's just really funny.
It is a really great episode. It's like a really just like fun, carefree episode, and I love it. So next up is Full House, season 6, episode 22. It's called prom night. So as DJ prepares for prom, she fears that Steve may have resurfacing feelings for his old girlfriend, Rachel. On the big night, DJ realizes that her suspicions may be accurate as Rachel tries to get Steve to escort her to an after party at the hotel. Meanwhile, Danny obsesses over the newly discovered age difference between Mickey and himself. This was just such a fun episode. Like, I loved it so much. Like, I'm such a DJ and Steve girl. And I just really, really loved it. And they end up like being like super in love at the end of it and all works out. And there's also like a special at the end of the show is another like little prom episode. They don't actually go to prom, but DJ is like looking for a date to her prom because it's like the finale. And then Steve shows up. So it's like she goes to his prom and then Steve goes to her prom.
Next up is One Tree Hill. One Tree Hill has two prom episodes, and they're literally like back to back. So, season 4, episode 16, you call it madness, but I call it love. The characters are attending their senior prom, but it goes horribly wrong when Psycho Derek pretends to be Lucas and assaults Peyton and holds her hostage in her own home. Then, when Brooke discovers what happened, he ultimately tries to hold her hostage, only for the girls to eventually gain the upper hand.
This was like really scary. Like it was just so dramatic and traumatic and horrible, but you know, fun nonetheless, I guess. So obviously they had to have a nicer prom after that trauma and trauma. So in season 4, episode 17, it gets worse at night. The teens at Tree Hill mount a rescue mission to retrieve Mouth from his ill-advised road trip with Rachel in Honey Grove, Texas. While on the trip, Haley and Nathan get a second chance to enjoy the prom. And Lucas and Peyton decide to take their relationship to the next level. Brooke tells Haley that she lied about stealing the calculus exam, and Nathan struggles with a past mistake. And it's just a really fun redo episode for their prom because the first one ended up so traumatic.
I love the cold open of this episode when Mouth checks everyone and then he's like, need ass. And then everyone's like, he's with Rachel. Why would he need ass? And then when Skills like walks into Lucas's house, he finds Peyton and Brooke like lying in Lucas's bed. And then he's like, he's like, no, it's not like that. He's like, ever since, you know, Psycho Derek, they've just been really scared to sleep alone.
Yeah, it's a really good one.
Next up is Friends, season 2, episode 14, the one with the prom video. When Monica's parents clear out her old room to install a gym, they unearth an old video of her and Rachel's first prom night. It's obvious from this that Ross is in love with Rachel, and having told him it will never happen, Rachel changes her mind. It's also like so iconic because you like see the scene at the top of the stairs where like he's all like decked out, and then Chip comes and Chandler's like, oh, this is her original nose.
Yeah, I love this episode so much, and it's like so funny because it's like very little of actual prom, like, but it's just so iconic and it's so beautiful, and I just love it so much. It's my favorite. I just can't.
I do think it's really funny when Joey, because Joey never knew that Monica was like heavier. So when he's like, where is Monica?
Yeah, he's like very confused, and she's like, "That camera adds a couple of pounds," and then.
10 pounds. And then Chandler's like, how many cameras are on you? Doesn't make any sense because we know that Chandler knew Monica was big because he called her fat in the Thanksgiving one. And that's the whole part of like why she got skinny was to just mess with him.
Just to prove Chandler wrong. Yeah, no, they also like introduced Rachel to Chandler like a few different times. So like there's a little bit of consistency. But it was great nonetheless. Next up is Saved by the Bell, season 2, episode 1, The Prom. The gang goes to their junior prom. Among the occurrences are Screech trying to convince Lisa to go with him, Slater and Jesse arguing over the type of music for the prom, and Kelly's father being laid off and she's not being able to afford going to the prom, only for Zach to have them go to their own intimate prom. I love this episode. So like Kelly decides that like she couldn't really like afford to go to the prom, like she doesn't want to like waste the money on all of that, and Zach is like so excited because they were going to go to prom together, and so he like sets up this own like little like their own like little prom outside of the dance, and they dance together, and it's really, really cute. And I just love it so much. And it's a really sweet episode.
Next up is Grey's Anatomy, season 2, episode 27, Losing My Religion. If you know, you know. Richard is determined to discover the guilty party and punishes the interns by making them arrange a prom for his niece. Meanwhile, Callie pressures George about his feelings, and Derek and Meredith have to make a decision about Doc. Also, Denny dies. That's the big thing that happens in this episode, y'all. Denny's heart stops and then Izzy's inconsolable and Alex has to like carry her out. That scene in the elevator is etched into my brain. I can see that pink dress. I can see Alex holding her. When I tell you that this episode just rearranged my entire life.
I mean, I even know about this, and I've never watched an episode of Grey's Anatomy in my life. Like, I feel like this is just like, it's like the episode.
Yeah, it's pop culture. Like, it's pop culture at its finest. Also, Derek and Meredith hook up in this episode, and then his wife finds the underwear in his pocket, so she staples it to the board and was like, "Whose underwear is this?" And there's so many iconic things that happen in this episode. It's such a good episode. If I feel like I haven't had a good cry in a while, I'll rewatch this episode.
Sometimes you just need a good cry.
Right?
Next up is Gossip Girl, season 2, episode 24, Valley Girls. So, in a flashback to the 1980s, 17-year-old Lily Rhodes gets kicked out of a boarding school and runs away to Los Angeles, reconnecting with her parents, Rick and Cece, and estranged older sister, Carol. Back in the present day, Blair and Nate attend their senior prom together, but the evening does not turn out exactly as planned due to Chuck and Serena. Serena and Lily do not see eye to eye over Serena's recent run-in with the law.
Also, the reason why Serena was in jail is because Lily didn't want her to out the fact that she was like, Serena was like sleeping with the con man, and then he was only doing it because he was trying to get back at Lily, and Lily's like, yeah, I'm not having that come out.
I mean, these Gossip Girl characters are not the best people, but they make for good TV and it's very entertaining. And I really did love this episode. It was just like fun. And it was like, I was kind of, like I said, off pod. I was really hoping for the spinoff to pick up because I really was very interested. And I just really loved this episode.
It is a good one. Next up is Dawson's Creek. They also have two prom episodes. So season 3, episode 22, the anti-prom. Dawson, Joey, and Andy prepare their own unique prom when they learn that the committee has scrutinized Zach's selected male date, Ethan. Dawson, who has invited Joey to be his date, uses the special evening to try to win her back and make Pacey jealous. Andy pursues Pacey to be her escort, but he ends the evening by consoling her about his love life uncertainties. Also at prom, Jen becomes outraged with Henry when he reveals he's leaving Capeside for the summer to attend football camp in Ohio, and Gail and Mitch celebrate their newfound romance. Also, I loved Henry, and yeah, I loved Henry and Jen. I know that they weren't like endgame long term, but they were so cute.
They were so cute and he was so sweet and I just really loved them and like just hearing his name I was like, oh, I really loved Henry. And then next up is season 4, episode 20, Promicide. As everyone gets ready for this year's senior prom, which is held aboard a yacht cruising on the Cape, some bad news causes Gretchen to reflect on her life and Joey worries about Pacey's odd behavior. Meanwhile, Jen and Jack meddle in each other's lives, resulting in some interesting prom dates, with him being paired with Toby and she being paired with Drew. At the prom, Joey and Pacey confront once unspoken issues after a series of misfortunes incidents in which Pacey loses his short-term temper and explodes at Joey, saying that he will not be attending any college and resents the fact that she and everyone else is. The festivities cause conflict for Gretchen as she questions her relationship with Dawson after she tells him that she has decided to go back to college and thinks their relationship will not work out. Jen ends up getting drunk and nearly falls off the boat, but is saved by Drew, who tells her that despite his unwholesomeness, he does care about her and what happens to her, while only Jack and Toby are the sole happy couple among their circle of friends. This episode was chaotic. It
Right?
was just so chaotic and it hurt and it was just really chaotic. And I just, it's actually reading the summary just made me sad all over
I
again.
know, because it's the end of like Pacey and Joey as we know it. And yeah, I just, oh, it was such a hard episode to watch. And then like Gretchen, also like, I feel like we talked about this in our Dawson's Creek episode, but what was the age difference between Dawson and Gretchen? Because
For sure, like super inappropriate, like so inappropriate. It's like actually absurd. She looks like a grown woman.
well, yeah, and like I know that they say on the show that like Gretchen's only 2 years older than them, but it to me, she reads older, first of all. Second of all, I know that, like, in the state of Massachusetts, like, I don't know when the law changed, but I know that you used to be able to drink when you were 19. So her being able to drink if she's only 20 kind of makes sense. But I'm also like, she's able to drink, so she has to be older than 21 or at least 21. And Dawson's only 18. Also, side note, if you guys have been listening to our podcast for a while, you know that I hyperfixate on the stupidest details ever. So here's another one of my hyperfixations. How old was Gretchen? Does anyone know?
I just Googled it and it says she's 20 years old, but I just feel like she feels older than that, to be honest. But I don't know. What do I know?
Well, whatever. Okay. Moving on. Our last and final prom episode, the OC, The Party Favor, season 3, episode 23. Harbor's senior prom brings out the best and the worst in everyone. This episode was also freaking chaos. So, Ryan takes Teresa, who then is like, yeah, no, you have done no growing up whatsoever, despite Ryan having done a lot of growing up. He's only regressing because of Valtruck. Marissa takes Valtruck, who then steals all the prom money. Summer gets really drunk and then leaves the note letting Sandy know that Seth didn't get into Brown. Seth takes Anna, causing a big kerfuffle between him and Summer, which leads to Summer getting super drunk. Did I mention that Ryan is very violent in this episode? And you're just like, whoa, what is happening? And then he also saves Valtruck and almost commits a crime in this episode. Actually, does commit a crime in this episode. Steals another vehicle. So, yes.
But there was a fun little cameo from Naomi from 90210, which I was like, oh my God, it's Naomi. She like hooks up with Volchuk at the after prom, I think.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that. And there's also, yeah, there's a lot that happens in this episode.
Chaos, pure chaos. And it was like a little painful to watch. I'm not gonna lie to you. It was like a little hard to watch, but also great and fun and stressful all at once.
Yeah, and then Teresa comes back with her not baby, not Ryan's baby, Ryan's baby. I mean, although it's settled that it's supposed to be Eddie's baby, I refuse to believe it's Eddie's baby. It's Ryan's baby.
That child looks so much like Ryan. Like they didn't even try. Like they didn't even try.
Right? I'm like, how are you going to convince me that this little blonde-haired kid is Eddie's?
Yeah, that looked like just like Ryan. They were like, oh, let's find a child that looks the most like Ryan and then just be like, but it's not his dad, I swear.
That baby, I will. It's a hill I'm willing to die on. That baby was Ryan's and Ryan's baby. And I don't under, like, at that point, I mean, I guess he was like off to college. So she felt like, well, now I still can't tell him. But like, Teresa owes it to Ryan to tell him at some point that, like, hey, remember all those years ago when I first said that I like lost the child and then I lied about it and then I said it was Eddie's baby? Yeah, it was really your baby.
That kid's gonna be like 25 and showing up at Ryan's door, like, hey, my mom just told me. Like, did you know that I didn't look anything like my parents, but it was surprising until right now.
Anyway, that wraps up our deep dive into prom episodes. We had a couple people reach out on social media. So over on Twitter, Willis Ranger 862 said Buffy hands down, Seventh Heaven and Roswell. Muse Chick also said Buffy.
And then Anna X on my own said Dawson's Creek and Buffy, hands down. So it seems like Buffy is the winner here.
I know. I almost feel like we should just watch the Buffy prom episode, just,
I know. I did try to watch Buffy. I watched like one episode because I was like, oh, these characters seem interesting. This is so not my kind of show. And
Yeah.
I finished it very quickly, but maybe we will watch the prom episode just because apparently it's very, very good.
Yeah. Also, I was talking to, I think I was talking to my sister, and my brother-in-law. They both said the Veronica Mars prom episode is really good too.
Oh, Veronica Mars, I heard, is actually just great in general.
Yeah. All right. Well, thank you so much for listening to this mini episode. You can find us on all major podcast platforms. We are also on Twitter, aka X, and Instagram as well. You can join the conversations on both of there. We are so grateful for all the engagement and support that we get. These mini episodes are just so fun to put out there. And so, yeah, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Bye.